And a very good Tuesday afternoon to you fine folks. Now this show is going to be so good that it may be a different time when you're listening, since we will be repeating it a couple times, or maybe three or four times. It'll always be available in the archives, just like all of our programs. But if you are listening on Tuesday afternoon, July 5th, kind of a rainy and a much cooler day than it's been lately, and it's about 13 after 2 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, where you are listening to a live radio program here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. My name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy, and we are going to talk today's top and trendy technology topics. How's that for some fun stuff on a nice summer afternoon? Now, one thing we do at this station is we offer free technical support, free opinions, and anything else related to technology. If you'd like to talk about it, my friends, you have come to the right place. Maybe your printer is not printing, or maybe it's printing nothing other than gibberish. Maybe your server is only serving you headaches. Goodness sakes, I've had a few servers, and I think I have some existing servers that certainly do that. Maybe your modem is not modulating or demodulating or doing anything other than giving you a tremendous headache. Maybe you'd like to throw your Windows computer out the window. Goodness sakes, I can think of many times, including a couple times last week when I wanted to do that. Well, if you have such a question, a problem, a query, or some other issue with your technology, you know, maybe your smartphone isn't very smart. And I tell you, many times I prefer to call my smartphone a stupid phone. Well, if that's the case, you have certainly come to the right place. And yes, that rhymes. As you probably know, I do like to speak in rhymes and use puns and other ways of exercising and enjoying this great language that we call English. So again, if that is the case, give me a ring here. We'll solve those problems. 740-383-9944. Of course, the phone number situation at this station can be a bit confusing. That is, sometimes you don't know if you're calling the East End studio, which would be Scott's kind of private studio, and that number is a 740-751 number, or you're calling our main Command Central, South Edge of Downtown studio at 523 South Prospect Street, 740-383-9944. And that's the studio that I am currently sitting in, behind the microphone and the control panel and all the other good and fun stuff that we have here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Keep in mind that Scott and friends will be broadcasting from the Marion County Fair throughout the week. The schedule is a bit subject to change, so I'd like to be able to give you the specific times that they will be indulging. But if I tell you a time, it's likely to change. So what I suggest you do is follow us on social media, follow Scott on social media if you don't already, and listen to his program every morning between 8 a.m. and 11, 8 a.m. and 10, rather. 10. Just 2 hours, not three, even though the more the better, right? Between 8 a.m. and 10 in the a.m. for the Scott Spears Now Morning Radio Extravaganza, he will be telling you exactly when he will be indulging in the live fair broadcast. They were on earlier today. We will have a replay of that on our website soon. So, of course, if you don't already, visit WWGH1071.com. and bookmark it, and be sure that it is regularly visited so that you know what is going on at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Again, number to call for technology questions, comments, suggestions, complaints, or if you want to talk about some of the political issues that are currently in and around this country and the world, there certainly have been quite a few, to put it mildly. Well, that would be fantastic also. 740-383-WWGH, or WWGH is 9944. You know, when I was growing up, and you know, every day that becomes a longer and longer ago time frame, I used to love to listen to The Countdowns with Casey Kasem and other legendary disc jockeys, and sometimes it would be TV versions of these countdowns. And on those countdowns, which usually would have been in the time frame of mid to late 70s, early 80s, they counted down the top 40 or so, sometimes just the top 10, songs on Billboard or some other chart. What songs were played more often on the radio, which songs were requested, which songs were purchased at a radio, at a record store, maybe purchased through, remember the Columbia House Record and Tape Club? How many people bought a particular album from that establishment or walked into the record store and plunked down $1.39 for a 45? Well, anyway, I don't like a lot of the current music, as you probably know, so I continue to listen to repeats of those countdowns and kind of live in the fantasy world that it's still mid-70s to mid-80s for music. But one thing that I can do, one thing I can count down, which I think has been interesting this year, last year, and probably since computers became so omnipresent, is a countdown of the top websites. Now, we have done this on this program several times in the past. Top websites, 40, 50, 60 in the United States or in the world. What I'm going to do is count down the top 50 websites. It's a recently done survey by traffic, that is, most visited websites, based upon how many people are clicking there, are searching and going to there, etc. And I don't think you'll find that the surprising entries are at the top of the list. I would say the top four are probably not a surprise. And the number one is far above the others, almost twice as many from number one as number two. But again, the website, which is number one, is not going to come as a surprise to any of you. But I think there are some surprises here, including, you know, as much as I know about technology, there are websites here that either I've not heard of or I don't really know much about. And there are some that I visit every day. Obviously, Facebook, Google, Amazon, Yahoo, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, those are certainly going to be up there. Craigslist, but maybe some surprises. So, drum roll please, boys and girls. Now feel free to interrupt this program with a question or comment or suggestion or complaint about technology. I would more than love to hear from you. You can also talk about goings-on in Marion, goings-on at the fair, downtown, getting lots of great new businesses, all kinds of good stuff. And of course, current events. The big court decisions that have been handed down, the news stories, it is all fair game. And also note that if you do not agree with me on a topic, and some of the topics that I provide a very strong opinion on are a woman's right to choose, whether a transgendered female should be allowed to compete in sports with biological females, masks, forced shutdowns and lockdowns, those are topics that you probably know I have a strong opinion about. And many times I'll call Scott's show and not be shy about my opinion on those issues. So if you'd like to talk about them, if you agree, disagree, or you're just curious as to exactly how do I stand on those issues, feel free to give me a ring. We can talk about that or about technology. 740-383-9944. Those are the digits, my friends. So let's go ahead and take a look at the top 60 websites in the United States. And we'll do that as we await calls from valued listeners like yourself. So, what is website number 60 in the United States? Well, it's DoorDash.com. DoorDash being a food delivery service, and they are in Marion. They are in pretty much every small, medium, and large city in the United States. You can order the usual things people order, such as pizza, but again, you can in some areas order alcohol. You can certainly order spaghetti, hamburgers, meatloaf, salads, and other kinds of beverages. You pay a delivery fee, and independent contractors deliver the delicious delicacies to your door. Most people use DoorDash through the app, but the website lets you download the app and also interact with your account, and that applies to whether you are a delivery driver, a consumer of the fine food delivered, or if you're a restaurant signing up for DoorDash. And DoorDash also increased 11 spaces from the previous survey. Certainly with some of the COVID-19 related issues, a lot of people ordered food, and certainly DoorDash and Grubhub and Uber Eats and those kinds of delivery services thrived. And I think with the exposure that they're getting, it will continue to be that way. Of course, with gas prices, yet another reason to stay at home, sit back in the easy chair, and just order food. Number 59 on the most popular websites in the United States is imgur.com. That's not one that I use a lot. It is certainly a site that many people do find useful. And so again, just because I don't use the site or I don't know a lot about it, doesn't mean that others don't feel the same way. IMGUR calls itself, what do they call it? They live, laugh, and meme. So they have graphics, memes, and other things you can use to bide your time. So kind of a hard site to describe. It's best just to go there and see what it's all about. But it's full of memes, it's full of pictures, it's full of kind of funny stuff, and I guess a bit of an alternative to YouTube. Just making the world a more humorous and less serious place to be. IMGUR.com was at 59 at the previous survey. Wikimedia.com, not to be confused with Wikipedia, is at number 58. And it jumped from a previous ranking of number 62. And again, Wikimedia is not to be confused with Wikipedia, as there are certainly similarities, and we would expect Wikipedia probably to be a little higher in the rankings. Wikimedia says they're a global movement whose mission is to bring free educational content to the world. Number 57. Now here's one I have not heard of at all. It dropped from 47 to 57. And that is mangacacalot.com. I'm going to have to go ahead here and cheat a little bit and look exactly what mangacacalot.com is about, because honestly, folks, as much as I claim to know about technology, this one has completely escaped me. And it looks like it's manga, which I'm not really into. Maybe I'm too old, but if you're into manga, mangacacalot is a good place to go. So check it out if you are curious. Number 56, down two slots from a previous ranking of 58, is a large bank with a big presence here in the Buckeye State, Chase.com. You can check your credit card balance, checking your savings account balance, invest, find a branch, etc. Chase.com is number 56. Honestly, I thought a bank that big might be a little bit higher on the list, but maybe Capital One or American Express or other banks more associated with credit cards will be higher because people log in more. We shall see. Number 55, which has really dropped a lot, it was previously at 16, is Pinterest.com. And that's a site that I never really got into. I mean, certainly we've heard of it, but not one that Adam here certainly would find to be much to his liking. I don't think it's that useful in my business, but again, it depends upon your particular needs, and it does appear that it is losing some popularity. But that's how it is in the very competitive world of the internet and websites. One thing people like to do is check their health and symptoms, find out about staying healthy online, or, of course, use the more traditional method of going to your doctor's office, or kind of a merging of both. That is, use a telehealth kind of a portal. But there is a website called healthline.com if you'd like to do some self-service medicating or self-service health assessment. Healthline.com drops from 56 to 54. Discord.com is number 53. Another one of those alternative type news sites, which I do view occasionally, but I would say people that are into Discord.com are definitely very ardent followers. Number 52, which dropped from 53, is a website where you can buy and sell stuff. They used to have personal ads until all of the controversy reared its ugly head, and that is Craigslist.org. Definitely a site that's been around, and just about everybody has visited this website, so I would expect it to be a bit higher, but perhaps people are finding other ways to do the kind of stuff that you can do on Craigslist. Again, folks, if you'd like to talk about today's top and trendy technology topics, ask me a question about your computer, your smart home devices, etc., or, of course, talk about politics or a current events issue, that would be fantastic. Feel free. Goodness sakes, feel free to call me, 740-383-9944. That's the phone number, and I know it can get a bit confusing, but I am in the studio on South Prospect in Marion. Number 51, and this one has jumped from 46, Hulu.com, a streaming service where you can watch TV, movies, and all kinds of stuff on your TV, on your smart device. Certainly a site that's been around and one that I have viewed on more than a few times. Zoom.us. Now, this is interesting because during the COVID-19 related time frame, let's just call it that, Zoom became extremely popular. People had no idea what Zoom was one day. The next day, they seemingly were doing all of their work and all of their meetings on it. But now that things are opening up, it has become less popular, but it still is useful, especially with the cost of gas. It's nice to have a virtual meeting. Just be sure to put your clothing on, folks, because you have seen stories about where people have worn less than appropriate clothing to a meeting, even if it's a casual meeting. And by the sneakiness of webcams and the whole Zoom concept, they've been found out to be not within an appropriate dress code for that particular situation. So Zoom from 55 to 50, Zoom.us being the website. Target.com, a brick-and-mortar department variety store, and also you can order online. It jumped from 55 to 49. Quizlet.com went from 46 to 48. Again, these are the top 60 websites currently in the United States of America, judged by traffic. And again, the top few will not really come as much of a surprise. The number one, which we'll get to later in the hour, had almost twice as many, twice as much traffic as number two. And some of these websites are not quite as well known as the others. Quizlet.com, kind of a online flashcard for learning about science and other stuff. And again, that website is number 48. OnlyFans.com. Now, this is a family show, and OnlyFans.com is a way where you can kind of become your own, let's say, adult film star. I don't think technically you have to be providing adult material, but my understanding is most of the material on OnlyFans is not something you want to show to someone who is less than 18. And OnlyFans is number 47, jumping from 48. Intuit.com, When we do this survey around tax time, certainly Intuit is more popular since they produce accounting software and software used for tax preparation. I use their products myself. Intuit is number 46, jumping from 50. FoxNews.com, a news website that tends to the right. I don't personally think it is as far to the right as some people think that it is, but certainly it is far to the right of MSNBC and CNN.com. FoxNews.com, number 45, falling from 42. Spring and summer, good time for home remodeling projects, but you know, you might need a part for your plumbing any time of the year, and you might go to HomeDepot.com to find out your nearest store, order something online, or maybe find out exactly where in your closest store a product is located. Personally, I think they're one of the best big box store websites around. You put in your zip code, you find out the closest store. Closest one to here is in Southern Delaware County. But if you don't mind the small road trip, you go out there, it'll tell you exactly what aisle, what bin a particular product is located. So a good website that I think has maintained its edge over the last 10, 15 years. Instructure.com is number 43, and just like a couple of the ones previously, that is not one that I really know anything about. So I'm going to go ahead and take a look and see what Instructure.com is. It is a learning platform, and that would make sense because I'm much too old to still be a student. And certainly when I was a student, chalkboards, overhead projectors, and other old school materials were certainly the norm. So for modern teaching methods, Instructure.com is where it's at. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 on your FM dial, and WWGH1071.com, anywhere in the world. We're counting down the top 60 websites in the United States, taking your telephone calls about technology, politics, current events. Lay it on me, 740-383-9944. Up to number 42 out of 60, Reddit, R-E-D-D.it. Kind of an online bulletin board to talk about stuff which people use on their phones, on their laptop, and other fantastic forms of technology. Well, we have a regular caller and listener to our program, Mr. Ted Jolliffe, on the telephone. How are you today, Ted?
Well, I'm doing fine. I thought, well, since it's rainy, and I promised my wife every time it rains, and, oh, you know, it's kind of on and off mixture, I told her I'd get housework done. So I was doing that, and I thought, you know, I'm going to take a hit at Adam and see what he's talking about. My goodness gracious, you got a agenda there that would go on forever and ever, but get back to maybe being legal to call for an agenda would be chalkboards. Did you have chalkboards when you was going to school?
Yes.
Did you, possibly they do it. Blackboards, they call them. Chalkboards, whatever else they want to call them.
Sometimes
but
they do.
Did you ever throw those erasers that would really powder up when you hit somebody in the back of the back or something like that?
I think a teacher occasionally, Ted, would get a little aggravated at Adam and would probably throw a chalk-filled eraser somewhere in the neighborhood of my person. Sometimes blackboards were green, so you call them a green board or a chalkboard. But yes, I do come from the chalkboard generation. When I was in college, a lot of the professors and instructors liked the overhead projector, the clear sheet with the dry erase marker of sorts, and you put those under the light.
Well, did you get penalized and have a choice of getting a whack with a big, long, with holes drilled in it? They called it a paddle, two whacks on the rear, or would you like to stay after school for a half hour and wash the chalkboards? Did you get a choice on something like that during your period of time?
I don't recall that, but I probably would choose the chalkboard washing, as you kind of get a good feeling when that's done. It looks nice and clean. It's all ready for the next day.
I think. Well, you're going by the word feeling. Well, I was the school I was in had a big, huge music room, and then about three or four different classes would go there for a study hall. And it didn't matter what subject, you just go there to study. That's what you're supposed to do. But I had a tendency to turn around and talk to a couple of gals behind me and think I could get by with it. But the teacher was down there, was ahead of that. He knew me real well, and I thought I was pretty good friends with him. But he was a tennis player, and he was a jokester and everything. And he said, "Hey, come on down, Ted, and I want you to announce to the class what you'd take. Do you want two whacks with the paddle or a half hour after school?" Now, that wasn't the worst, more just a half hour. And I said, "You know what? I appeared in front of that class maybe over the period of time, maybe three or four times. So I just went down there, and when he asked me the same question, I just turned around and kind of gently bent down a little bit and whack, whack, and everybody laughed and roared. And the teacher's name was Paul O'Rourke. He was a good guy, and I could look back at him, and he'd just smile. But that was the kind of things that went on for misbehavior.
Yep, you never quite know what kind of punishment would be inflicted.
But I never liked, I liked to get out of school's class, took vocational training back in my day, and everybody thought you wasn't too smart. Well, I went to school half day and went to vocational training and worked in a body shop, and I was in vocational training as in the mechanic course, but they didn't have an opening, but they said a certain date you would get chosen from the garages around town to get an opening, and they said, "Hey, Ted, there's an opening in the body shop. Do you want to go there?" So I did, and so that was pretty neat. You went to school a half day. I was played sports in the afternoon, and you know what? I got paid for going to school. Now, back then, that's pretty good strategy, wasn't it? That was 1959 I graduated, so 59, 58, and 57, 3 years of high school back then. They didn't have the ninth grade pulled up yet. But I just thought I'd give you a jingle and bend your ear a little bit, and really enjoy listening to you when I can. And you're at the address, and you know, a couple times I called up there to the WWGH, and you fooled me. You're down in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, we can be a little sneaky, Ted. That's part of the fun of the radio business. But thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate your being such a dedicated listener.
Well, that's okay, and you're just a hair weak, but I'm paying attention, and I got it right up close to my ear, and thank you for listening, and you have a good day, and enjoy the fair ride out there.
Thanks again, Ted. We appreciate your call, as always. Adam here on The Talking Place, taking your calls about anything and everything, just about life, about the station, technology questions, comments, concerns, complaints, and even talk about current events and politics, even if they're controversial. That's cool with me. 740-383-WWGH, which is 9944. We are counting down the top 60 websites in the United States. We're up to number 41. The common, popular streaming service, Netflix.com. JPost.com is number 40, and that's one I really have very little familiarity with. Even someone like myself, who's around technology seemingly 25 hours a day, has not heard of all this stuff. I believe that it is a news site of sorts. Yes, the Jerusalem Post in the United States of America is number 40. And that's the same position it had at the last survey. ESPN.com, a popular site for sports, website that's been around a long time, drops from 37 to 39. If you're like me and you dabble in real estate investing and you're a homeowner, see the value of your home and your neighbor's home and be nosy about property in your neighborhood or somewhere else, Zillow.com is certainly a place to go. That's one that I visit all the time. Probably one of my top 10 websites. It is number 38, same position as last time. The Microsoft website, live.com, drops a couple notches from 35 to 37, where you can see news, videos, check your email, sign up for Microsoft services, and all that good stuff. Number 36 is Microsoft.com. In fact, we have three sites that are intermingled, basically, all in consecutive positions. How about that? Microsoft drops from 34 to 36. Again, tremendous software company, and also links for checking your email, purchasing products, and signing up for services, all that good stuff. And the third one in this little triad is Office.com, jumping from 39 to 35, where you can purchase the Microsoft Office suite of programs, Word, Excel, and Outlook being the most popular ones. Renew your subscription, find out about what the products offer, and all that good stuff. An alternative search engine. Quack, 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 quack. Yeah, duck, duck, go. Yeah, duck, go. Number 34, dropping from 33. A search engine that does not track your information like many other search engines do. Number 33, rising from number 40, is tapresearch.com. And that, like a couple of the others, is one that I am not familiar with. So we'll go ahead and just type it in the computer here and find out exactly what tapresearch.com is. Again, just because Adam doesn't know much about a website doesn't mean other people don't. It is the real-time market intelligence platform for your research needs. Sounds fascinating. Again, that is number 33. Etsy.com, arts and craft type of a portal, is number 32. TikTok.com, not unexpectedly, it has jumped from 36 to 31, making your own videos and doing all kinds of fun and sometimes useless stuff on the internet. Number 30 on the list of the top 60 websites by visitor traffic in the United States is CNN.com, a site that traditionally was in the middle politically, but has really moved to the left. And as you probably know, I sometimes call them the Coronavirus News Network. No comment. They have moved from 25 to number 30. Number 29. As I mentioned, this is a family show, and number 29 is not a website that you will share with your younger family members. xhamster.com. It is a site, again, for people who are 18 or older, let's put it that way, and it went from 31 to 29. The United States Postal Service, number 28. Inching up from number 20, from number 29. IMDb.com goes from 30 to 27. Internet Movie Database, where you can find out about your favorite celebrity or other important person. Good website that I visit regularly. XNXX.com goes from 28 to 27. And like a couple of the other sites that we've talked about, and some that we will be talking about higher in the rankings, that is not one that you want to share with the younger members of your family. Let's put it that way. Number 25 on the most popular websites in the United States listing is Quora.com. Q-U-O-R-A. That's one that I've heard of, but don't really use too much. It is a place to share knowledge and better understand the world. I think we need to understand the world better, so it sounds like a good site to visit. Number 24, SpankBang.com. My goodness sakes, SpankBang.com. You might ask exactly what is that website, because it sounds like it could be quite provocative. Well, it is like some of the other sites, not one that you want to look at unless you are 18 years of age or older. There must be a lot of bored people online, because we're seeing a lot of these sites that, again, are not for family viewing. So we will move on. Indeed.com, an entertainment and not entertainment site, it's a employment site. Indeed.com currently at number 23 on the most popular websites here in the good old U.S. of A. And instead of looking in the want ads, you can use Indeed to find employment or post an opening. And certainly with the current labor market, it is likely to be one that will continue to be popular. It goes from 20 to 18. MicrosoftOnline.com, another Microsoft site, from 19 to 17. Walmart.com. Now, Walmart, there's a company where you can shop online. You can look and see where the closest store is, what the hours are, what the additional services might be, as well as buy stuff. Walmart goes from 17 to 16. And as we approach Christmas, and you know, Christmas seems to start after Labor Day, so in 2 months, I would expect Walmart to continue to jump. Fandom.com, F-A-N-D-O-M.com, goes from 14 to 15. And Fandom.com is one that I've heard of, but don't know too much about. It calls itself the world's largest fan wiki platform. So again, alternative news site, and we see a lot of these in the popularity listing. Maybe people are bored, or maybe they just want to stimulate their imagination, but what have you. Fandom.com begins the top quadrant, most popular quadrant, of the top 60 websites in the United States. That make any sense? I think it does. PayPal.com goes from 15 to 13. Make online purchases and sign up for an account. Take payments online, be they a check, debit card, or credit card. I certainly, as a small business owner, use PayPal.com fairly frequently. Instagram.com, which is owned by Facebook. And of course, Facebook will be higher up in the list, not surprisingly. Instagram.com, a picture sharing platform which you can use on a computer, on a mobile version of a website, on your phone or tablet, or of course through the app, number 13. And these are website popularity, not app popularity. So certainly for apps, I would expect Instagram to be quite a bit higher. And once again, we ask you to cover the ears of any younger listeners, xvideos.com, and I think you folks all know what that website's about. It's at number 12. Bing.com. It's not about Mr. Crosby. It is about searching, an alternative to Yahoo, Google, and other online yellow pages. It's part of Microsoft, number 11, same place it was at last time. Let's go to the top 10. Again, these are the top 60 websites judged by traffic, clicks, visits on a computer or other device with a web browser here in the good old United States. We're at number 10. And again, if you want to interrupt the show by a question, comment, suggestion, issue that you're having with your computer or your not-so-smart device, I'd love to hear from you. Free tech support's available, 740-383-9944. We can also talk about politics, current events. If you don't agree with me on an issue, that's fine. Even the controversial issues like abortion rights, I'm happy to talk about. Don't be shy. I won't be. 740-383-9944. Number 10 is Twitter.com. It was at number 11. Now, possibly because Donald J. Trump is no longer president, Twitter is losing popularity. Who knows? But Twitter, number 10, that's nothing to sneeze at. Well, goodness sakes, boys and girls, Pornhub.com jumps from 10 to 9. How about that? Number 9. And I think you can figure out, if you don't already know, what Pornhub.com is. Number 8 is Yahoo.com. Yahoo, a search engine that's been around a long time. You can also check your mail, get the news. Number 8, Wikipedia.org. We talked about Wikimedia earlier. Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia that you can contribute to, is number 7 on the list of the top 60 most popular websites here in the good old United States, judged by traffic, clicks, visits on a computer or other device with a web browser. Number 6 is reddit.com, which is related to redd.it, online message board, place to gossip. Kind of hard to describe what Reddit is, but if you don't know, visit the site. Many people find it to be quite addicting. Okay, now it's time for the top 5 websites in the United States of America. Number 5 is Apple.com, the corporate and otherwise comprehensive website for the computer, phone, and tablet maker. Number 5. Amazon.com, number 4. Place where you can buy anything and everything, as well as sell almost anything and everything. If you're an Amazon Prime member like I am, you can check on your membership, renew it, change the credit card, check on your orders, and all that good stuff. Not surprisingly, Amazon is number 4. Now, the top 7 websites are all in the same position that they were at in the previous survey. Number 3 is Facebook.com. Now, Facebook, of course, is popular as an app on mobile devices, but also on a computer and on the mobile version on a smartphone or tablet. Facebook.com, social media, you can buy and sell things, gossip, share pictures, message people, lots of stuff you can do with Facebook. And number 3 is the ranking. Desktop share on Facebook is 19.3%, 80.7% on mobile. Again, not surprisingly, Facebook is very big on the mobile devices. Number 2 is YouTube.com, where you can be the star of your own video, watch other videos, and anything in between. YouTube.com, 30% desktop share, 70% mobile share. Well, drum roll, please, folks. I don't think you'll be too surprised by the number 1 website. Of course, it's Google. Now, YouTube is owned by Google, so Google essentially has number 1 and number 2. Google, 38% desktop share, 62% mobile share, 13.53 billion visits in April of 2022. YouTube.com, 7.65 billion visits. So, not surprisingly, Google.com, search engine, but also a gateway into checking Gmail, tremendous email service, and much more, is the number 1 website in the good old United States of America. Not a surprise whatsoever. Well, there you have it, folks. The top 60 websites in the United States. Again, some surprises. Quite a few adult sites. I guess people are kind of bored. And again, not too surprising, Google is number 1, Facebook 3, YouTube 2. Let me know what you think about those website rankings. If you don't have time or to call, that's fine. At your leisure, send me an email. One thing we have here at the radio station is a private email server. But unlike Hillary, we don't delete any of the messages. We read every single one of them, and if they are junk, we delete them, but most of our messages are legitimate ones coming from valued listeners like yourself. And it's very easy to email me, adam@wwgh1071.com. Got about 3.5 minutes left of today's radio extravaganza. Don't touch that dial, as they say. Linda Sims, a veteran Marion broadcaster, very valuable part of this station. She sits in this chair and talks into this microphone in about an hour and 15 minutes, 4:15 or so until 5 today and every Tuesday here at the Talking Place, as well as on Monday, 4:15 to 5. Taking your calls, she often has excellent in-studio or on-the-phone guests. Don't want to miss the program. Linda Sims coming up at the top of the, after the 4 o'clock features, about 15 minutes after the top of that hour. That makes sense, doesn't it? With respect to me, Adam, the computer guy, and I have other names, but that's one of them, or you can just be like Lee and call me Windpipe, because I kind of like that name. I take the airwaves every Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 2:15 and 3, and also for a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break every Monday between 10:15 and 11 here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. The Gary Lyons Trio with special guest the James Rainey Trio appears at the Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David's Street here in Marion, on Friday, July 15th. Not this Friday, the following Friday. The first time ever two of Southern Gospel music's greatest musicians performing together, Denise Hopper and James Michael Rainey. July 15th, a couple Fridays from today, 7 o'clock at the Baptist Church, 487 David's Street. For more information, call Gary at 740-692-1141. That will be an excellent event, for sure. On the last Saturday of every month, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, have a breakfast, 7:30 until 10:30, the last Saturday morning of the month, at the VFW, 1614 Marion, Marysville Road. It is open to the public. Adam Lepp here, getting ready to say so long. I do want to thank you very much for listening. If it were not for great listeners and friends of the station, like yourself, we wouldn't be here. So we certainly appreciate it. If you ever miss a radio program, it's okay. We understand you can't possibly listen to this station 24 hours a day. Go to our website at WWGH1071.com and look at the show archives, and you can listen or even download the radio program or radio programs of your choice. And that website, as you might know, is curated, hosted, programmed, and managed by yours truly, Adam. Hope you stay dry out there. We've had some much-needed rain, but that's the fun of the weather here in Mid-Ohio. AdamTheComputerGuy.com